IBCM Ethical Wise, Bridging the Infrastructure Funding Deficit. A strategic blueprint for institutionalized IT self-governance and investor assurance. Prepared for GRIT of Gujarat, accelerating the vision of Viksit Gujarat 2047. Corporate Mom, Corporate Management Orbital Mission.
Copyright, Corporate Mom, Corporate Management Orbiter Mission.
Substance over assimilation. In an era where assimilation masquerades as governance, and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of a resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance, where governance is not simulated, but substantiated. I am in my village. And there is a windmill generator around all over. This is my house. A lot of noise because there's wind. That's why I put this wind generator. A lot of noise it makes because of the wind. When I record it, there will be a background sound that comes. So I want to make that clear before I give my presentation, which is on developing the people, conduct, knowledge base, database. People conduct knowledge base for human-centric organizations. The topic I've taken is Agenda Gujarat 2035, the investor infrastructure estimate of 7.5 lakhs crores. The most important thing which I have been in touch with several organizations, more than 26 chief ministers of various states. I've been talking about IBCM Ethical Wise, the need for bringing a human-centric organization everywhere. In that process, I wrote a lot of them, including RBI or NFRA or CAG or ICSI, ICAI, ICMAI, and several organizations. The need for introducing IBCM Ethical Wise so that we are able to bring in the accountability ecosystem everywhere. In that respect, I must say that ICSI had come about ready for a discussion. They are in charge of corporate governance. I greatly appreciate the Chief Minister of Delhi from the word go. She had passed on to others, and Sardar Sirsa had been in touch with me, the Commissioner of Industry. And Delhi has been par excellent. A research scholar like myself, aged 83, chartered accountant, content governance framework creator. What I need is listening post. And the listening post is what I did with Grow Connects AI and others, top techies, somewhere in August 2025, bringing in HACCP of quantum computing. I published that. and put it on X. All the guys, very big guys, big techies, challenge me as I've challenged Schrodinger and Einstein. Quantum physics is not being resolved even today, if you go through. That took us on today with Grok and XA to the challenge. On quantitative and qualitative elements of management, the question answers is more than about 1600. You name it, the question is there, which they challenge me. I could get it properly answered because that is the magnitude of what IBC Mythical OS can plunge into in any depth. This was made possible not because my intelligence, but because what our acharyas have already brought in centuries back. So we have physics, we have quantum physics, and what we have is also metaphysics. What Western civilization, Western scientists, the Landau's and Epsilon, they try to figure out everything in terms of mathematical equation, without which quantum physics cannot be resolved. But it's not the case. This is what I have found with metaphysics. Several scientists had ignored or very keen on ignoring metaphysics. Immanuel Kant had said, if there could be a metaphysics as a science, just like natural sciences and mathematics, then are we going to get it? That's what I got it, with the help of our acharyas. This is the fundamental theory by which there is no challenge. Anthropic, OpenAI, Gemini, XAI, there are quite a number of AIs. No, if you don't like one, you can get one from China, you can skip to the other. It's not the case with IBCM Ethical OS. Ethical operating system to be embedded in a particular organization, for accountability ecosystem, there is no other way than bringing about IBCM Ethical OS. No way. Because it's based on science. Science of physics, science of metaphysics, and quantum physics. And that is how I approached all the people, the IBI or SEBI or anybody, CAG, NFIE, listen to me for 2 days workshop. What is this? And as I said, there are 26 chief ministers plus all these regulatory authorities could be listening. But I haven't got the response back except for these three. Maharashtra, Delhi, NCT Delhi, and ICSI. And Fadnavis Maharashtra was also kind enough to pass down to Dr. Anbalangan, who is the Secretary of Industry. So we have, it is good enough for me. At this point of time, what I would like to talk about is particularly on, when I said $222 billion of premier agency of IT guys, I found there's no foundation. There is no statutory obligation for anyone within that particular industry to report or what I say, bring an accountability ecosystem. Very difficult. We have the computer for several years, and this is what has happened. In when Anthropic was Bart for Fable 5, Mythos 5. Maybe it came as a shock. But what we didn't realize at that point of time, a few days back, in June 2026, that Mythos 5 and Fable 5 were created by individuals. If these individuals, who have such a great capability of creating these two, they are the ethical assets of the company. That ethical asset can walk away. And this is what has happened. When Google, two top guys from DeepMind, walked away, the share value of Google's main one came down heavily. The ethical assets are the most important. So what I am trying to give in at this point of time is to make those ethical assets in each and every company, whether it is a regulatory authority or ICSI or ICAI or the IT industry or the medical or law, everybody requires their accountability ecosystem, including the politics 2.0. In that process, why you have to utilize them, why it will make the things good for a particular state. That is what I'm going to give this presentation now on a brief manner regarding GSDP Gujarat. Thank you. Let me start with capital output ratio. If ratio is 4 and 32% is the investment of GDP or GSDP, then you get a rate of growth of 8%. 30 by 4. 4 is a derived figure of 4. You have the investment, you have the rate of growth. When you want to take it to 10% rate of growth, with 4, then you got to have a 40% investment of, say, GSDP. That 4, in fact, remains constant. I'll tell you why. That 40% of the GSDP figure being invested, you get a want to get 10%. Now put it this way. I don't want to invest more 40%, but I want to invest only 32%, but I want to get 10% growth rate. Then your capital output ratio becomes 3.2. The 32 divided by 10 is 3.2. That is, 4 is being reduced to 3.2 capital output ratio. That means better productivity is possible. It is not possible as on today because of inefficiency. Growth rate is being affected by various organizations. Gujarat, for example, had done the analysis of $1.5 trillion by 2024 in 2020, starting from 2012. That gave a CAGR of nearly 45%. You're talking about 10%. You're talking about 45% at that point of time. When you do the 45% at only ratio of 4, the whole GSDP has to go higher. It's not possible. What is not possible, if you look at these figures as on today, Gujarat, 2024-25 is about $350 billion GSDP for Gujarat. 25-26 was also $350 billion. is actual which had been received. And then, if you extrapolate, which they have done, at 26-27 is $390 billion. And they want, according to that report, 11.4% investment, which I feel it is possible. But if you look at that infrastructure development expenditure, there are 393 projects which Gujarat Agenda 2035 has specified. It's in terms of 7.5 lakh crores for 393 projects. One topping the list or two topping the list is green energy, number one, and the dam construction for water dam. Then there are several areas like 7,500 schools have to be brought in, installed with AI and all that. These are all the infrastructure development of a state. But who are the participants? Like as we know, capital construction of Amaravati in Andhra Pradesh is about 66,000 crores. Government spends, executed by several contractors. So there is an input information that is needed or excellence being done by several contractors, funding agencies, to fund at a level where we are in a position to make it a profitable venture. This is what happens with, say, in our example, if we have to get that through 750,000 crores in Gujarat, is not that is about 10 years investment, we got to have, number one, there are four issue areas which I have specified. Adopt IBCM ethical values. IBCM is the only tool which has got the capability to measure both. There are two things. One is particle, another is particle wave. This is the only one which is a second slit. It's all scientifically brought in. There is no other tool available anywhere in the world because I have copyrighted it. These are all thanks to our acharyas. I copyrighted it in our Delhi patent office. Nobody touches, nobody, particularly for foreign companies, big techies. I put it in each and every one of my publications, more than about nearly 300. The second page, I give that copyright information. So I'm very safe from these poachers. But I have to utilize that. That's what I'm coming to. What I have requested all these 26 chief ministers and the regulatory authorities and the institutions to make use of it, for what? For the purpose of bringing in the accountability ecosystem. If anybody, anywhere in the world, who want to establish accountability ecosystem within a particular department or a company or a state or a country, you have to make use of this IBCM ethical wires. That's the only tool available anywhere in the world. So what happened? If you want a XAI or a Grok or this thing, SAP, for example, they come and invest. They come and put install their thing and go. It becomes your fixed cost. There is no tool available. All these token deficit, using the tokens of all these AI, will get you the token deficit from India. It will exceed your oil purchase in terms of dollars if you want to use it from them. And you lose. They create a dark value. The dark value globally is about $30 trillion last year. After the introduction of this AI, and such a heavy investment, everything is going to go for a dark value. It's estimated $35 trillion, US dollars. So in a company, you got to reduce the dark value. That is number two. First is establish, adopt IBCM Ethical OS. IBCM Ethical OS is in a position to assist you to reduce your dark value. Inefficiency, corruption, so many things are there in each and every company. Reduce it first. Then you have accelerated value return. First is DVR, dark value reduction. That is number two. Number three is accelerated value reduction. Governance is different. We do only the object governance, balance sheet and P&L, transactional, nothing beyond it. Exception is intangible assets. That is a non-monetary asset with a physical substance. The most stupid thing I've ever been created in this world, in a balance sheet, which has created $4.1 trillion, had been ignored in the US statistics in 2007. Then 2008, $4.1 trillion. And in 2008, you had this financial fiasco. That has to be removed. The IAS 38 has to be deleted, revoked, and bring in IAS 9, R&D, capitalization of R&D is very important. Then your dark value gets reduced, number one. Number two, you have AVR, accelerated value return. IBCM, the track of entanglement, is SOS. That is subject, object, and self-governance. IBCM is a master of that. How it has created the Panchabhuta rating system for establishing an intellectual value capital, how the corporate atomic principles help this rating system, and also ROTI, return on the intangible. Intangible is divine. And we have, that's what Einstein said, the most incomprehensible thing in the universe is it is comprehensible. That means what we stay here and look here from the earth is the same as 10 million light years away, yeah, character looks at. Same, all over the universe. The exception is the corporate and the government. There's no physics. That is what is Dvaita. It is duality, energy, and E equal to mc square. M is the one our companies, corporate, and government are dealing with. E is the subject. Energy has to be put by the subject. And how it is being put is matter and antimatter. That is the one which is there in Visishtadvaita, where every one of us, that is what qualified duality, every one of us has got the capability. The superposition which comes out of the Advaita, by which the entire universe is calibrated, is brought into each and every human person by the antimatter. The distributed antimatter, that is Aham Brahmasmi. The distributed antimatter in each and every one of us is something amazing. If neurologists say, David Eagleman, if the neurons and synapses are being activated in every human being, it is more than that of the stars, which is, as Carl Sagan says, is more than that of the, if you count to the grain, sand grain, each and every beach of the earth is more than that. And that's what we have for a single brain of a single person. That is a capability. That is your human capital. That we are not using it. That's what I am trying to bring in. So when you say EM equal to MC squared 1, that energy is liberated matter. And matter is energy waiting to happen. And this is what is essential. When we bring in that formula, return on the intangible, the intangible is the energy, common for all, the denominator is only one. whether it's a nuclear scientist or an ordinary person like me, same. The numerator is action or inaction. That is one or zero. The entire corporate in a single company, we can calculate the task, every task. That is being done in a subject analysis, how object-subject entanglement is being done in the return on intangible and EPP for purpose. So that is why IBCM has to be introduced. When you say accountability ecosystem, accountability of each and every person related to a particular task is being measured. So when you measure it today, the dot value and inefficiency or whatnot, you may get 1 or 2 in the scale of 0 to 5. Two, when you take it from 2 to 5, AVR delta, accelerated value return delta, is 3. That 3 brings a particular company, any company that we measure, exorbitant profits and valuation. So, in AVR delta, on the incremental return, I charge the returns. You had to pay the royalty. The royalty trigger on AVR delta is 5%. Now, who got the royalty return? Who is eligible for it? It's not me. It's Acharyas who have brought it. It is they who have brought that particular one. So, every consultant who is going to charge a particular company, instituting IBCM ethical wires, is going to bring profits and growth for that particular company at a great manner, which is going to bring about a great revolution in terms of your valuation. Then on that incremental valuation, that consultant who is going to help you do that, he will charge his consulting fee. But the royalty fee, which is being created, goes to the government. I have indicated, is the same to each and every government. You pay the royalty. Who can pay? Ask for the royalty. IBCM ethical ways can ask for the royalty, but not XAI, not OpenAI, not SAP, not Microsoft Office. They can't. So that is very important. Now, in that process, the fourth one is SVR. Individual states create state sovereign value fund with that royalty. When they pay, the royalty is not cash. It is part of their equity. The equity is being given 5% on the additional valuation, incremental valuation, goes to the government. Government, just like a Norway oil fund, has invested these 7.5 lakhs crores. The consequential beneficiaries are the contractors. Each contractor has that IBCM ethical ways being installed. They are able to bring about a change of additional growth for which they pay the royalty that goes to the government. The government over the years, like Norway Oil Fund, have invested in the companies who are the contractors. And those companies are valued companies because 100% of their valuation grows because of ethical operating system installed. So it's a win-win situation for the society, out of which they is going to the society for innovation, for expenditure, for smart city development, so many things all that is all going out of that particular fund. Now, if it, these are the four, IBCM ethical OAS number one, and dark value reduction number two, AVR accelerated value return delta number three, number four, SVR societal value redistribution. A particular company, it could be a IT guy who are introducing this particular IBCM by creating, say, quantum office or quantum engineering to a particular company, they are looking for an investment. 7.5 lakh crores that are expected out of Agenda Gujarat 2035 requires a lot of funds. Funding, for example, $60 billion of bank, I estimate they took a loan and gave to OpenAI, is going in the drain. This is after losing $15 billion in WeWork. That's for software. What is $60 billion for a single company? Whereas the entire 750,000 crores is only $90 billion. And that too is over the next about 10 years. So SoftBank is in a position to identify these four criteria which is being set in a particular industrial unit. Could be IT, it could be any one of the engineering companies or any one of the dam construction companies. They are looking for such a thing. Well, the profitability issues, when you are giving that SoftBank funding comes, it is being very easy. Not only from SoftBank, for each and every one of the fund managers. All over the world, they are waiting for you. So, my request is this. I am giving a small presentation. Take a look at it. The government intervention must be removed. There is no need for it. They must, individual companies are in a position to know the world where they are. They are reporting to you are everybody, each and every person. Could be Deloitte, it could be Guru and Company. So many things are. Everybody will be in the position to, or SBI, that sort of thing, will be able to provide their EPP. What effort do you have put? Effort per person is being calculated in the most calculated manner. So what I suggest is to take a look and come back to me. Thank you very much.
Every year, India's IT sector generates over $222 billion in foreign exchange. It is a massive engine converting human intelligence into global economic dominance. This output relies on millions of graduates who translate their technical energy into digital wealth. Yet a structural disparity exists in how these professionals are governed. The finance sector operates under the statutory cover of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. Healthcare is regulated by the National Medical Commission, and corporate governance relies on the Institute of Company Secretaries. But the IT workforce, the sector driving our modern economy, has no equivalent statutory professional counsel. Trade associations like NASSCOM provide voluntary advocacy and policy support. However, they lack the legal authority to license practitioners or enforce professional standards with the weight of the law. Without a statutory body to anchor standards and human capital sustainability, India's primary intellectual capital remains structurally exposed as AI advances. The rapid progression of AI is forcing a global reckoning on tech workforce governance. One extreme is a laissez-faire approach, which leaves tech graduates to manage market volatility and algorithmic displacement on their own. The other extreme is rigid government intervention, which often creates bureaucratic friction that suffocates innovation and locks the system down. There is a third way, institutionalized self-governance through the IBCM Ethical OS. This framework functions as a mathematical accountability ecosystem anchored directly into the human denominator of the workforce. Shifting the burden of compliance to a self-governing model unburdens government authorities by pre-resolving structural hazards before the state needs to intervene. Moving beyond traditional corporate accounting requires accepting a core axiom of Industry 5.0. The first half of the axiom is that fiscal assets, like branding and contracts, stay corporate-bound. However, ethical assets migrate with people. Large consulting monopolies rely on the assumption that a corporate brand guarantees the capacity for execution. In reality, when oath-bound IT practitioners leave a firm, the integrity and execution capability walk out the door with them. To build reliable infrastructure, state planners must shift focus from static corporate brands to the live migrating output of the individual. This live output is managed by the operational engine of the framework, the 5-to-1 CRISP model. Standard corporate structures often fail by isolating compliance officers in separate departments, where they are viewed as roadblocks rather than partners. The IBCM framework reorganizes the workforce into units of 5, enforcing workflow checks and balances. 4 members handle fiscal responsibility, profits, growth, and risk. The 5th is the ethical co-responsibility anchor, ensuring compliance, accounting, and IP protection within that unit. This structure replaces retroactive reporting with real-time, peer-driven compliance. Because compliance is woven into the daily operational unit, data manipulation is prevented at the source. This feeds the conduct of the people knowledge base. Fiscal and ethical branches funnel data upward. Human energy flows are measured continuously via return on the intangible and effort per person, generating the CREAM report for intangible value capital. This guarantees the corporate board mathematical transparency. This system creates 3 layers of self-assurance to the board, the regulatory body, and the government by mathematically rating corporate culture through continuous data. This microgovernance aligns with a shift in the global macroeconomic landscape. Massive institutional funds are currently moving away from speculative technology bubbles. Sovereign wealth and pension funds are searching for stable, long-term returns in physical and digital infrastructure. While regional states have project pipelines ready for this capital, they often face an execution and assurance deficit. Foreign investors hesitate because traditional audits are opaque and fail to detect value leakage or execution delays in real time. Unlocking this sovereign wealth requires the state to guarantee execution integrity through a mechanism the old consulting monopolies cannot provide. States are no longer restricted to large multinational firms to ensure project safety. They can instead deploy consortiums of specialized domestic IT firms that are fully bound by the IBCM Ethical OS. These localized practitioners act as digital stewards, managing supply chains and digital twins with an oath-bound commitment to the framework. Because these consortiums stream continuous actual value realized metrics, they provide the unmediated transparency required to verify project integrity at every milestone. Bypassing expensive corporate cartels democratizes the economy by redirecting state expenditure to high-integrity SMEs while providing international investors the mathematical assurance they demand. Gujarat is positioned to pioneer this alignment between localized governance and international investment. The Gujarat Rajya Institution for Transformation, or GRIT, is already mandated to mobilize international resources for the Viksit Gujarat 2047 vision. Presenting this framework to the state's policy architects provides a structural solution to the infrastructure funding deficit. Licensing the IBCM Ethical OS to professional institutions solves the workforce vulnerability and the investment gap simultaneously. It secures the statutory future of India's IT graduates and guarantees the execution of state projects, magnetizing the capital needed to build the physical wealth